This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Concern teachers, parents, and politicians gathered in cities across British Columbia on Sunday, April 12, 2015. To protest cuts to education announced by BC's provincial government. Families Against Cuts to Education, or FACE for short, rallied in Nanaimo at Maffeo Sutton Park. People First Radio was there to capture their comments and concerns.
Doug Routley, the new Democrat member of the Legislative Assembly for Nanaimo North Cowichan, had some sharp words for Christy Clark's Liberal government.
It's so sad that public education, this public service that invests the most in our future, that builds equity for the future, in a province with the highest levels of inequality, would be attacked the way it has been for the past 12 years. The children who were in kindergarten when Christy Clark was education minister and began the undermining of this system are now graduating. Their entire career has been in a system that has been diminished, and it's diminished in serious and significant ways. One teacher I know several years ago said to me, it isn't the loss of direct programming that a child will remember, it's the experience of education. All of us remember being on a sports team or going on a band trip or going on a field trip. Well, those are the first things that go. And then the investment in arts and culture go. And the significant loss to the fabric of what we are, the identity of us as citizens, begins to be diminished. We have a lovely province, and the greatest resource are the people. And the future of this province depends upon people's ability to innovate. We need people who can innovate and create economy out of the raw logs that are being exported off the shores of this island. We need people who can innovate in a 21st and 22nd century economy that will thrive only if we invest in intellectual capital, in people. And that's what's being lost.
That was Doug Routley, MLA for Nanaimo North Cowichan. Many speakers at the Nanaimo Families Against Cuts to Education rally spoke from personal experience as parents of children in the school system. Here's some of what local filmmaker and current federal Green Party candidate Paul Manley had to say.
I know I have two daughters. One of them is age 28 and the other is age 14. And the difference in the education system as I watch them go through is abhorrent. It's terrible. You know, when my oldest daughter was going through school, I wasn't spending my time and energy with the PAC trying to raise funds for basic materials. But when my youngest daughter started going to Fairview and the PAC realized I was a filmmaker, they had me out making a little video that I could pitch to chapters so we could raise money for the library. It was ridiculous. You know, the amount of work that we had to put in to get books, new books in the library. We had the kids, you know, run through the library and pick through to see what they could find in the library, old books. And the newest version of the Guinness World Records was 10 or 12 years older. And there was books in there that didn't have covers. And there was, you know, the library was sorely lacking in materials. And so as parents, we were there fundraising to do this. And it was, I just thought, like, what is this? Why are we doing this? This is ridiculous. How come they're not funding these things?
That was Paul Manley, a concerned parent and the current Green Party of Canada candidate for Nanaimo in the next federal election. Elizabeth May, who is the leader of the Green Party of Canada, was also at the Families Against Cuts to Education rally in Nanaimo. Despite education being a provincial responsibility, there is a federal role and responsibility to be considered. Here's Elizabeth May.
I'm so delighted to have the opportunity to meet and introduce to you Ms. Elizabeth May, the federal leader of the Green Party of Canada.
I want to thank Tom. I want to thank him for being a third-generation proud school teacher in our public school system. Let's hear it for teachers in this province. Yes! And as a federal party leader, and I'm so proud to have Paul Manley standing here with me, and I want to say that this is, as much as I possibly can, nonpartisan. I know I'm standing before you as the federal leader of a party, and I'm the member of parliament for Saanich and the Gulf Islands, but I'm also a parent. I've also seen the quality of education going down, and I think we need to start thinking like a country again, where we're not divided by silos, where we say, just as Paul was just saying, the federal funding that goes in transfers to provinces is about all of us working together to make sure every Canadian family has the benefits of living in a wonderful, prosperous democracy in which we live. Kids in poorer families shouldn't have a harder time having school books than kids in richer families. This is about the quality of education for our children. And nothing is more important than our children. Who thinks that our children are not the single most important resource in any country? Who thinks that our children are not more important than our bank accounts? Who thinks that having our kids have a good education in the public school system is a right of every Canadian? And to do that, we need to rethink some of the things we do with tax dollars. And here's one of, I'm going to do a quick narrative because I want to get away from here so I can hear Kim before I have to leave. And Kim is a mom who has a lot to say, so I don't want to go till I hear you speak. So I will do it quick. When Paul Martin decided to slay the deficit, he started cutting into those federal transfers back in the early 90s. So the provinces had less, and responsibilities were downloaded on them. So schools started losing things that schools used to have that we thought were normal, like playgrounds that stayed open after school so kids could keep playing. And now what we have, you go 20 years later, and what do we have? We have a prime minister who says, if you're already wealthy enough that you can afford expensive sport programs for your kids and can benefit from a tax rebate, we'll give you a boutique tax cut to make sure that kids can, whose families can afford it, can get those kids into more expensive sports instead of doing the obvious thing. Give the money to the schools so they can have recreation programs that every kid can go to, regardless of income, regardless of whether they pay taxes or not. We need to make education a priority for Canada. Poorer countries have done it. Costa Rica. Costa Rica made education a right for everyone. Costa Rica, now I don't think, I'm not advocating this because I'll get in trouble, but Costa Rica decided not to have a military so that they could make sure they had money for schools and 100% literacy. So if Costa Rica can make that kind of decision, surely the wealth that we have in this country, it's a matter of priorities. And our children are number one. That's my priority. I'm a mom. I'm a grandmother. I love teachers. I may be a federal politician, but I'll do the best I can to restore the funding that goes to provinces so that we have high-quality education and we don't have to fight against the disastrous cuts that Christy Clark wants to put on our schools. Thank you.
That was Elizabeth May, leader of the Green Party of Canada. You're listening to People First Radio, on radio at CHLY 101.7 FM and on YouTube at People First Media.
Nanaimo parents, teachers, and politicos gathered at Mafeo Sutton Park on Sunday, April the 12th, to protest against the British Columbia government's planned cuts to education funding. They advocated for increased funding to public education in the province while strongly criticizing the notion that the government has been adequately funding public schools.
Derek DeGia is a parent and teacher. He's also a former president of the Nanaimo District Teachers Association. Here's Derek's speech from Sunday, and he also answered a few of our questions afterwards.
Just to keep things moving along, I have the pleasure of introducing our next speaker this afternoon. This former president of the Nanaimo Teachers Association is a friend and colleague of mine. He continues to advocate for education in the classroom, at the negotiating table, and most recently at the ballot box. I would like to have you join me in warmly welcoming Mr. Derek DeGia to the stage.
You know, you want to start out with, hello, Nanaimo. But we're so much more than Nanaimo. We've got our Snanawis community. We have our Lanceville community. We have our Gabriola community. We have our Cedar community, Ladysmith. We have the Snanaimo community. We have the Nanaimo community. And we're all represented here today.
we are facing $1,000 per student in cuts. I know when I look at my family, I have two children. By the time they graduate, they're going to be shortchanged $15,000 each over the national average. That's $30,000 of opportunity coming out of my children's education. The sad part is that formula works for your kids too. And that's what we're all facing here. I'm so happy to see, one, sunshine, but I'm so happy to see so many faces here today. I got a message for kids, if you're listening, is I have 75 balloons here I ordered, and if I got to load them up in my car's going to float away. So come see me afterwards. I'll make sure I'll get you guys some balloons. So, you know, hope isn't lost. Nanaimo has the highest secondary class sizes in the country. But hope isn't lost. Here's where our hope is. We have an amazing community. We've got City Councilor Gord Fuller fighting on our behalf. We got City Councilor Jim Kipp fighting on our behalf. We have Doug Routley, Leonard Crowe, we have Paul Manley, we have Sheila Malcolmson. We've got beautiful people who are standing up on our behalf. And then the other thing we have that other school districts don't have is we got, I believe, some of the best trustees in the country that are willing to put up the fight, willing to put students and families first. We've got Steve Ray, school board chair. We have Tanya Berzovich over there. I see Jeff Solomon, Noah Routley. There's so many more, Stephanie Higginson. We've got the leaders. We have the people. We just got to support them in the fight. Anyways, I'll pass it on to the next speaker, and thank you for giving me the time.
My name is Derek DeGeer. I'm a grade 2 teacher at Coltai E Elementary in Nanaimo. I'm also a former president for the Nanaimo District Teachers Association, and I'm a parent of two teenage boys.
You gave some remarks earlier today, and you talked about funding formulas. What is happening there?
Well, in 2002, the government stole teachers' contract that outlined class sizes that are necessary for learning. And because they've taken away that contract, they're able to underfund the system. I know for my kids that that's equaled about $30,000 less funding for them and their education experience. But that's the truth for all kids in this community, and I really feel like our students are being shortchanged.
You talked also at length about the groups of people that are involved in doing this work, and you said that there isn't a reason to lose hope.
Absolutely. We've got outstanding activists in our community. We've got a fantastic group of trustees. We've got great leadership in our city council. Our MLAs are speaking on our behalf. I think it's just time for the government to listen.
What are the biggest concerns right now for parents that you're hearing about and that you're observing in your own classrooms?
Sure. Well, there's the pressures of fundraising, the cost of having your child attend education, and most of all, it's our most vulnerable students not getting the supports they need, and the look in parents' eyes when they realize the school isn't offering what their students, what their child needs to be successful.
What do you anticipate will come out of this series of rallies that are being held today and whatever happens afterwards?
Well, I'm just hoping more parents get on board. We've got a wonderful group today. We've got a fantastic community. I'm hoping our next rally for FACE will have twice the crowd and even more parents here to speak up. Once voters start speaking up, hopefully government will make some changes.
Is there a date for the next rally, or is it something that we need to kind of watch for?
What we're hoping today is that parents go back to their schools, back to their local PACs, have those discussions, and we'll look at the next event probably in the next month or so.
Derek, is there anything else you want to add?
Hey, our students, children are our number one resource in this province. We live in one of the greatest provinces in the country, in one of the best countries in the world. Our kids deserve better in education, and we're here to ensure that happens.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That was former Nanaimo District Teachers Association President Derek DeGeer. Derek is a concerned father and teacher, and he participated in the FACE Rally BC rally in downtown Nanaimo on Sunday, April 12th, 2015. If you go to YouTube and search for People First Media, you'll find a whole range of videotaped speeches that we copied on that day. We close out this look at families against cuts to education with a few words from Sarah Miller. Sarah describes herself on Twitter as a full-time working mom who is waiting for our government to properly fund our schools, health care, and every other public service in the province. She's also involved in organizing Face Rally BC.
Hi, I'm Sarah Miller with Families Against Cuts to Education in Nanaimo.
Sarah, there's a number of rallies happening across BC today. Tell me what this rally is about and why they're being held across the province.
There's groups in every area, Kelowna, Vancouver, Victoria, Maple Ridge, and Nanaimo, and we're just families that are against the cuts to education. We believe that any further cuts are going to directly affect our children, and we want to give our children the best education possible.
What do you anticipate will happen after the rallies are over? Is this going to be a continuing campaign?
It is, yes. We've decided to keep this as a continuing group. So we started a Face Nanaimo group. You can find us on Facebook. Other organizations are starting as well in different areas. And then when we're all organized locally, we're going to join up as a province-wide group.
I've heard a lot said today about working together as a larger group, and that includes the school trustees and the Board of Education. You wrote a letter to the Nanaimo News Bulletin about this. Just give us a sense of your appraisal of what's happening in Nanaimo and how people are working on this.
I think one of our biggest problems in Nanaimo is that we're so split. It's communities fighting against communities. It's Cedar parents versus Nanaimo parents. You know, feeling like every community wants better funding. And everyone's ignoring the fact that the government is not funding us properly. And that's requiring our Board of Trustees to look at closing schools in different areas. So I just feel that we need to act more together as one large community and want better funding as a whole for our district.
Sarah, what are your thoughts on what you've heard today thus far?
I'm very happy with the speakers that we've had. I think they all make excellent points as to our education system, our budget, and our government's unwillingness to completely fund our education system.
Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Sarah Miller, one of the organizers of the Families Against Cuts to Education rallies that were held across British Columbia on Sunday, April 12, 2015. You can find Sarah on Twitter at WaitingInBC and speak to your local school trustees to find out more about what is happening to public education funding in British Columbia.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.